Chapter 3. Dig Deep. Take out the weeds and plant flowers. Can we prepare for trauma? A visit to the Army's Resilience Boot Camp in Philadelphia. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer. Albert Camus. Now, what about those of us, count me in, who didn't grow up with a you-can-do-anything dad, adventurous ancestors, optimal genes, and unshakable optimism? What about those of us who aren't physically and psychologically robust enough to shut off the gate to pain at will? More than ever before, the U.S. Army is dealing with staggering numbers of soldiers who come back from war depressed, angry, and anxious. Every day, 22 veterans commit suicide. That's one suicide every 65 minutes. Does it really make sense to advocate for toughness at a time when veterans are in dire need of anything from a roof over their heads and medical care to in-depth psychological counseling, deep healing, attention, and understanding? Before the race, not after. Rhonda believes the current state of affairs is the result of educating soldiers after they return from combat instead of before they go to war. She convinced the Army of a revolutionary concept. Rather than only treating people with PTSD after combat or not treating them at all, wouldn't it make more sense to boost their resilience before they deploy? We have now lost more soldiers to suicide than to the war, and a large number of soldiers who later develop PTSD already struggle with depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, drug abuse, and lack of impulse control before they ever approach a war zone. With a mindset that already puts them at risk, they are under much greater danger of breaking down or acting out impulsively. Could we bolster their psyche to give them a better chance of doing their duty without paying such a high price? Are there strategies that could even inoculate them against the devastating effects of trauma? The time to train for a race is before the race, not after you've run it. You don't start learning about first aid when a person has just collapsed in front of you, Rhonda says. You need to learn this before a challenging event, and then relearn and practice. Together with an armada of resilience specialists, Rhonda started a small insurgence, aiming for a full-scale culture change in the Army, shifting away from a focus on physical fitness.